This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Get an all-access experience with player interviews,
exclusive practice information,
and post-game analysts with the sauce you can't find anywhere else.
This is South Philly Sauce,
hosted by Flyers game day host Ashlyn Sullivan and Philly sports radio legend Al Morganti.
Welcome back, South Philly Sauce, an Odyssey original brought to you by 94WIP and Jack Daniels. Ashlyn Sullivan, Al Morganti here with you in studios. We got our coffee, ready to rumble.
Really, early morning session here, yep.
Do you think it's weird? A lot of people chirp me for this, that I don't carry around to-go cups. I carry around my mugs.
I will not drink coffee out of the mug. I have to have paper. I hate, because I don't know, because I'm so used to just going to Wawa and grabbing it, or Dunkin' and grabbing it. I won't. In first place, I'm lazy. I want to clean it. So that's one thing. Second place, it's like, I'm always on the go, so I'd rather have it. In fact, we're at studios now. They don't have paper cups. Mm-hmm. I purposely go to a Wawa to get a coffee, only a small one, and then come in if I have to get the coffee here, because I detest having coffee in a real cup. Even at a restaurant, I just won't have it. I went to a restaurant on, what's today? Thursday. I went to a restaurant on Tuesday night for my daughter's birthday. She brought me to a fabulous
Fiorella. Yes.
I'm told it was tremendous. But I cannot have really like it was too spicy for me.
They told you it was a fancy place.
They didn't have regular iced tea. It was some fancy, you know, four names before tea. So I couldn't even drink that. And they didn't have Coors Light. So I'm out. They told me this place was just, they loved the food. Just, they thought it was great. Kitchen looked awful. So I went home and had tuna on a muffin, on a toasted muffin, after spending $324 to go in. This happens often that I will go and it's like, this place is tremendous, and everybody, and I agree, it's tremendous. It's just over my head. I don't ski the Black Diamond. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
I'm going down the side of the mountain when it comes to food.
You're the course,
have that coffee cup. I mean, I don't know. I go look at coffee cups. I mean, like my house, the dogs probably drank out of it 9 times. I'm doing it. I'm simply going to get a clean cup, a cardboard cup with whatever, but I just can't. In fact, they go crazy here because they'll say, well, just go get some coffee. I can't drink it. I will not drink out of that mug.
I didn't expect this tangent.
Well, I'm just telling you. So enjoy your coffee.
World of stories.
Did George drink out of it earlier?
No. Why do you say that? But it is, you know, when you really think about it, I've carried this around for like an hour.
Yeah.
I've been a lot of places. Like, what has come into this cup?
Yeah.
What germs?
What does it say?
Bubby's, it's my favorite deli in New York, so naturally I had to buy it.
New York?
Yes.
In New York?
I think in the world.
In the world.
Love Bubby's, yes.
Bubby's. And it says pie for breakfast.
Yes.
I can't have pie for breakfast.
I sure can.
No way.
I can do whatever I want.
You have a donut for breakfast. One donut for breakfast. Pie, you got to sit down, you got to get a fork, all that stuff. Dunkin' donut, you grab a donut, you eat it. You get, that's too complicated. A ceramic cup or whatever it is, and a pie, then you got to add a fork, and you got to get a napkin, and it's an hour and a half.
Hey, you want to talk some hockey on this podcast?
Go.
Anyways, welcome back to South Philly Sauce. You know, hey, the Flyers are struggling, and we need something to talk about. So let's talk pie for breakfast.
That's right.
But the Flyers, three games remaining this week, coming off a loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They played well in it. I know no one wants to hear that, but took it down to the wire. Ivan Fedotov in that game, three games remaining. Capitals, Dallas, Chicago, all teams that are in very different situations.
Yeah.
So I'm curious how they ride this wave. You know, Tampa to Washington, high. Dallas in there too, but Chicago low. I'm curious if they change the way they play because of this.
Yeah, I think, Ashton, I think this is particularly good for every team that plays Washington because there's the Ovechkin factor. Mm-hmm. You don't want him to light you up on his road to... And it's funny, I bet all these players, when they're not playing against the Capitals, are watching on TV hoping Ovechkin scores so he gets closer. But when you're on the ice, you don't want to be there when he goes off for 3-4, whatever it is, to come in. But more than that, I think in the weeds, so to speak, is Tom Wilson, who I always loved as a player. I know...
He so gets overshadowed.
Well, people think he's a bit of a knuckle-dragger, right? I mean, you know, fights and the hits that he's had in the past. But I like physical play. And I think he's been... 30 goals for this guy going into a game. And I think that also raises the game of the opponent, the physicality that they have. So I think this is good for... It's good to have a measuring stick like this for players on the Flyers that you're trying to find out what they're about. Mm-hmm. Are you daring going to go in that corner with Wilson? You're going to go in there? You're going to face that hit? You're going to be the first man in? We'll see what happens there. And the same thing, you know, Dallas, with the energy you should have with Team Finland here, with Rantanen going there to go in and play in the expectations that they have. Now they're going to be minus Heiskanen, so that'd be a bit of an advantage. But I like, for a team that's, quote, out of it, that you have these games to kind of earn a spot. I want to see how Michkov does in these games, mm-hmm. too. I mean, you know, it's a show for him at the end. I've been a bit disappointed since the surge he had right after the Four Nations to come in and let's keep her going. You know, with TK getting cold, you need goals from Michkov.
Yeah.
You simply do.
We need goals from someone.
Yeah.
I think when you look at this pass, it's not a losing streak because they did win one game in this stretch, but you look at the total lack of offensive production, you look at the terrible power play, I find a bigger issue, because we know the power play's been a problem for so long. I find a bigger problem with, you put all this pressure on your goaltending situation because you can't score one goal. Like, we talk about all these chances, but they aren't finishing it. And I get TK's cold, but someone else, like, where's Tippett been, for example?
Yeah, this is the opportunity that you have to make a difference. I mean, you hold a team to one goal, basically. You can't blame any goaltender, and you said it, I mean, you can't. You gotta produce something. You know, it goes full circle back to, the, you know, if you got a man advantage, you got to do something, and they don't. So there's been opportunities there for guys to kind of grab the torch here, so to speak. They may think that they were, you know, have to think you've got a shot at the playoffs, but coming into the season, it was a stretch. Yeah. Even after what happened last year, it was a stretch to see what happened. So, yeah, this is an opportunity to kind of take it on yourself. It is a little bit difficult when you have a coach that stresses defense so much. I mean, he wants them to play, quote, the correct way. But with it, when you're really struggling to score goals, and I've seen this from TK, I've certainly seen it from Michkov, they tend to take that cheat a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that'll drive a coach crazy at times. But for me, at this point, like, hey, the season's gone. I don't mind a little bit. I think if TK cheats and gets a goal, it'll help him a whole lot.
Oh, I absolutely. Whatever it takes at this point. I don't care what it looks like. I don't think anyone does. The celebration's going to be epic when it finally happens. But the Flyers, no doubt, are in a bit of a struggle here. And we talked a lot about John Tortorella, how he's going to handle this situation. We have a big interview coming up with Torts throughout this whole week in Flyers Pregame Live, 4 parts. We aired part one already where he talked a lot about what was interesting to me. He talked a lot about the future of where this team is, but he talked about top six.
Yeah.
And he questioned a teeny bit. Like, we know Travis Konechny, we know Matvei Michkov are in that top six. Yeah. He basically said, can Owen Tippett and Tyson Forrester prove that they're solidified in that top six? And then he very much left it open. Hey, we got to go get two centermen.
Yeah, they need big centers. Yeah. I mean, it's
which, pretty, like, you, that's to plug and play that right away.
Well, that's where I'm curious. Now, you sat down with him for four parts. I got to think that's a better part of an hour.
Yeah, we were together 45 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, so now, like, I've known Torts for forever, right? He's a... can be a difficult character to get to open up at times. Mm-hmm. It's funny, he's pretty candid when he has, I'll call it an agenda or whatever, in other words, get his message across. But he really can slam the door shut when asked a direct question about something. I mean, it can end.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, how was he defensive, open, like we see the interview, but I mean, there's always editing and stuff like that. But just a general, was he wary of going into this?
No, he was the most open-ended, the most positive. We've done three sit-downs now. It's the most open-ended, optimistic he's ever been, which is really interesting depending on the situation. For example, I got shut down last April. We did a sit down. Last March, we did a sit down when the Flyers were right in the playoff conversation. And I asked him point blank, hey, do you think you're going to make the playoffs? And he lost his mind on me. Yeah. He did not like the question. He said, we're not talking playoffs right now. That was a great example of the doors getting shut in my face.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to talk about the team possibly not making it, which they didn't. We all know from last year. But it was really, I was impressed how much he's aware of the situation, the conversation outside the building that, let's face it, his job is in question.
Yeah.
It's on the line. He completely shut down, which you'll see this in part four of the interview. He completely shut down. There's this stigma, and I don't know where it comes from, that people just assume whenever he's done coaching, he's going to go straight up to management.
Yeah, because he talks so much about management.
Yeah. But he said no. He said, I'm a coach. I'm only a coach. And he said, when Danny Briere tells me to leave, and he pointed to his desk, and it's weird. He only has like six things on his desk.
Yeah, it's a very barren.
Yeah. It's not a very pleasant room. He said, I'll pack up these six things and I'll get the heck out of here. No questions asked.
Yeah, I get the sense that he's kind of wants to take in the last rodeo, like that it's done.
He talked a lot about how he's very far from done, how he wants to taste playoffs one more time, how he wants to see this process through. And I can't blame him. I mean,
no, but I mean, this, if it doesn't happen here, that I don't know that he...
Oh, I don't think he's going anywhere else.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, that's why I think he's been a little more open about some things. I'm still when I listen to him talk, I'm like, my God, he's given us an entire rundown on the organizational depth chart, like every other week on what's gone on. And I just get the sense that he knows that this is kind of like when I'm done here, I don't want to say run off into the sunset. I mean, he's not, look like he's younger than me.
Yeah.
He's like... I mean, it's kind of to be like the elder statesman is an odd position to be in.
Yeah.
Like, I just know from myself, like, having been the youngest guy on the beat at 24, whatever, to now, like, people like, you know, say, well, sir, it's like bizarre. It's like, but I mean, for him, and he's so aggressive about things. He looks very comfortable in it, though. Did you get that comfort level?
He's not worried at all.
No.
Like, this can't shake him. I left really wanting to sit down with Danny Briere, truthfully, after all of that, because I just think this conversation is much more a Dan Hilfreddy, Keith Jones thing than a Torts thing.
Yeah.
Torts made it clear, hey, when they tell me to go, I'm going to go. And that's it. Like, there's no other conversation when you talk about Torts and his coaching future. Like, he wants to stay. He wants to see the three put to bed, the talk of going into management. Like, this is much more a Danny Briere decision, and it's going to be interesting. He talks a lot about Rocky Thompson. He's staying with his guy.
I find that
needs to change.
Yeah, but he's got to know that he's got to know that the fans watching are wild about the power play.
He knows that. Yeah, you'll see in the interview, he says he gets letters of power play diagrams. So fans will draw diagrams, send it to him of what they think the power play should look like. And he answers all of them, but he got... But if anything, he got the most defensive of he doesn't understand why people are coming for Rocky Thompson's job.
Well, I mean, a lot of it's just visual. I mean, I go crazy sometimes.
Oh, you know,
he's on the whiteboard on the power plant. I'm like, oh, Nothing's working. Let's get rid of that. I'm thinking like, still what we used to do back on the ponds, like throw sticks on the ice and just whoever gets the first six goes out there, whatever. First five goes out there. It can go
let's
out,
just wing
including
it.
The goalie. Yeah, just let's just go and see what happens. But I'm glad that I've had this time to have him as a head coach. Like, I've gone through a lot of head coaches with the Flyers. He's the most interesting I've gone through Keenan, Pat Quinn, some real big characters, but I've never had anybody more willing to explain things, what's gone on, or saying, like when he says nothing, it's a very loud something. Mm-hmm. It's a
like
very,
he can't talk about his goaltending situation.
Yeah, it's a very loud something. So, I've enjoyed. I kind of hope he's back.
He's going to be back.
I mean, we'll see.
I know is going to make fans upset.
Well, I don't know where you go. Like, if there was an obvious, like, if you, like, there's a, didn't a football team just recently just fire somebody to go grab somewhere hot? Oh, the St. Louis Blues knew somebody was, look at this. I can't even.
Hello.
Yeah. Well, it's because I had my coffee in a cup and I'm all jangled here. But, I mean, they knew there was somebody available to upgrade. Mm-hmm. But with this team where it is, do you really think there's somebody with a magic wand that's going to get you in the playoffs with questionable goaltending?
I get the whole talk of new age hockey. Torts is so old school. He's really hard on his young players. Look at the personnel on the ice.
Yeah.
Like, what coach is going to get this personnel to the playoffs? Tell me any guy.
Well, no. It's like, you can't.
You just want change. And I get that's Philly. But
look at the look at what happened. I know people don't want to hear about the goaltending like an excuse. Look at the New York Islanders. They're not very good. They let their centerman go, the big centerman that I hope the Flyers actually take a look at.
Me too.
But because the goaltending is so good, they're in a spot late in the season to get them in a playoff race. And that's a huge element of what's gone on. I mean, and I don't know, Drysdale to me is kind of, if you want to look at it, like who's come along, who hasn't, Drysdale's been up and down. You know, Forster's been terrific as a young player coming along. I think York's injured. I mean, I look at Torts, and Torts, you know, benched him, and like I'm like, I just think he's banged up. And when a defenseman's banged up like that, I like him as a player probably more than most. York. I really like him as a player. I do think there might be something there that. It's the kind of coach, I wonder with York and Drysdale, if Torts is the guy to get the most out of him. But
they're banging heads.
I don't think that he's stunted their growth. I watch Drysdale now. He's flying around. It doesn't seem...
A Bobby Brink.
Yeah, they don't...
Where a year ago, we're like, I don't know if this is going to work. Look at him come out the other side.
Yeah, there's been some. But I do understand, if you're looking as an organization to add people... And you want to go get a free agent. Let's say Marner in Toronto. I don't think it could happen, but let's just use that name. Star player. Why would Philadelphia be attractive? I mean, that's what I worry about. Mm-hmm. And it's not just that the coach is...
Well, there's an older player who's looking for a ring.
Yes, exactly. Do you want to be a... So how do you sell it? Would it be a coach? Like, I understand... Maybe an older player. I don't want to go through that discipline type thing. I don't want to do it. But if your team is at a certain point, you do. And that's what I worry about with this next step on what they're going to do. Like, how are you going to get this to be? And it sounds dumb because it's Philadelphia. How, like the Eagles, everybody wants to come to the Eagles now. You know, and I've gone through eras where everybody wanted to come to Philadelphia. I think they certainly have upgraded things in terms of the facilities are terrific. They treat their players great. Everything, travel, food everywhere. It's like, it's unbelievable. That I think is fine. But I do think there are players say, where do we fit in? If I want a chance at a cup, that's going to be a hard sell. And they're going to look at the goaltending. It's simple as that.
Yeah. And think, can I win with this?
Yeah.
And that's when you look at all that, I get they want change, but I don't think you can put this all on Torts. And I get when you look at the future of this organization and is he the guy to get the most? Okay, we can question that. But to think that just another coach is going to come in and get you right in the playoffs is so ridiculous.
Well, and part of it's hockey culture. I mean, you know, hockey coaches are basically golf tees. you use them very, very, very quickly. They're gone.
Yeah.
Get another one in here. That's what happens. And I think there is something to that. Like people say, well, it's been a long thing, but this is part of their plan to go ahead on, you know, let's get things straightened out. And I think it really has got a base, kind of a buy-in by players that you're going to play, quote, the right way. And I've been impressed on what's happened there. But I haven't been, look, I don't care if it's the Phillies, the Eagles. The Eagles have won the Super Bowl. They lose 5 games in a row, they're going to be after the coach, right?
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah, it is Philadelphia, that's for sure. So I'm curious how it all shakes out. But definitely watch the Torts' interview from NBC Sports Philadelphia this week. It was good stuff. We appreciate his honesty always. And you look at just how crazy the playoffs are going to be. And the Flyers, that's what's the most disappointing. The Flyers are right in this conversation. At this point last year, we're sitting in the studio. We're breaking down the standings. We're breaking down if they win this game, if this team loses, they're right in it. Obviously, the Flyers aren't in that situation. But you look at the New York teams, the Rangers and the Islanders. Two teams going in totally opposite directions.
Yeah.
And if you would have said which team was going what way, you would have picked the opposite a month ago.
Absolutely. And the Rangers have had chance again and again. I don't know what's going on there.
They're a disaster.
Yeah, Laviolette, you know, coach.
You want to talk about talking on sports radio.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, what have 13 shots on goal in a game that you had to have?
Yeah.
And great goaltending. That's what makes it so cool. You got Shesterkin there, who struggled a little bit early, but he's a great goaltender. What a waste. When you look at what's happened in New York, the goaltending that they had from Richter to the King to now Shesterkin, it's like, how have you had not more success going on? And I think the lack of their 13, I think it was 13 shots on goal they had in one game. It was like, how do you do this in such an important game at home? And I think that's chaotic what's going on there right now. And then get players out of there. It's been a mess.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them.
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But they were hanging on. They were in that playoff spot. And that's sort of the plus side of what goes on in the NHL with the standings. So many teams are still in it no matter what. Montreal's in it. Detroit loses 6 in a row. They win 2 in a row and you're back in it. And that's kind of what they want. That's why when you look at the Flyers, San Jose, Chicago, it's like, how'd you fall out of it so far? You look at the Flyers. If you want to look at it two ways, they've had, 19 overtime games? Mm-hmm. 19 overtime games.
In the NHL. Tied for the
So what is that? Does that... You look at it, you say, well, they've had a horrible season. So 19 times they were level with a team. Yes. going in. That's a huge, you know, one goal.
You're so in it.
Well, that's why one, you get some goal scores, one goal the other way. Man, what a difference, what a difference it is going into your schedule. So there's the, if you want to look at the bright side of it, the non-bright side is you only got like 17, 18 wins in regulation.
Right.
Like it's half as many as the Rangers, who are a disaster.
Yeah, and so, your roster.
But that's, I mean, that's the league wants. Yeah, the you can't hide things. The biggest disappointment is, and this, if you're a season, I'm a season ticket holder. The last home playoff game was with 2018. That's a long time.
Yeah. I haven't seen one.
To write my checks every month for my season tickets and say, oh, well, but you know, I want to buy into the process and see what happens. And there's no getting around. You thought you had things fixed in goal, and they're not fixed in goal. And you look and you're going to start hearing about the kid in Russia. This, yeah. Could that be the next guy? So we'll see what happens. It's never boring.
No.
It's certainly, and I got to say, with Tortorella, for a team that's been marginal, you know, kind of in the playoffs and then out of the playoff picture, it's must watch when he comes on TV. He certainly is a national story whenever they come in. He gives a focus to the team. And he makes them really interesting. I mean, really, really interesting. Yeah. In terms of what goes on. Part of it being he's just so open about what everything that he's doing.
Yeah, I agree. It's must-see TV, win or lose. And that's something to hang your hat on. That's for sure with the Flyers. And it is never boring. But my gosh, has it been a year.
Now, did he, when you sat down with him, did he have a paper cup or a ceramic cup?
He had no coffee.
No coffee.
He actually talked about this. He doesn't drink a lot of coffee because, as you can imagine, he's a very wired man. I don't think he needs really much else to get him going. I think he wakes up raring to go.
He does, absolutely.
Which, credit to him. But that's South Philly Sauce and Odyssey Original, brought to you by 94 WIP and Jack Daniels. We'll see you early on next week.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.